Jumping In on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again on a Saturday night. Not just any Saturday night, because it is, of course, everyone's favourite. It's the first, I think, bank holiday of the weekend. It is of the year, I should say. It is Easter weekend. Yes, means you get Friday and Monday off. And also means it's a good chance to have some Eastery modern jazz, the best sounds in modern and contemporary music, here on Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's extraordinary show. Yes, it's Easter. Where has the time gone? We seem to leapfrog from holiday to holiday, or should that be bunny hop? Well, the daffs are all in full bloom and the lambs are gambling. Let's hope they play their cards right. So, H, what has had you sitting comfortably as the finest easterly jazzy sounds envelop you, and what has had you fidgeting in your seat, leaving you with hot cross buns?
Well, I thought we would have a slightly strange title, Egg Learns to Walk. David Torn, yeah, where does he get these things from? Bill Evans, slightly more straightforward, isn't he? It might as well be spring, which is what you often think when you look at the weather around this time of the year. And John Sermon's off to a spring wedding.
And for me, we're cool, we tread carefully, we're mad for it, aren't we always? And to start, a terrible beauty is born, as William Butler Yeats once said in his poem Easter 1916, which gave Nucleus the inspiration for the track of the same name, Easter 1916.
Ha ha!
Easter 1916, taken from Nucleus's 1971 release. We'll talk about it later. The groundbreaking jazz rock ensemble under the leadership of Ian Carr had won the top prize at the previous year's Montreux Jazz Festival and had released their debut album, Elastic Rock. This was the follow-up release. Over the years, including a brief Nucleus revisited between 2005 and 2009, when they had their last gig at Ronnie Scott's on August the 4th, Ian Carr unfortunately didn't play due to ill health, but he was at the gig and received a standing ovation for all his work over the years. And throughout their history, the band has had some 40-plus of Britain's finest. This version consisted of Ian on trumpet and flugelhorn, Brian Smith on tenor, soprano and flute, Carl Jenkins, yes, he of Ademus and the Armed Man fame, and of course Soft Machine, on piano, oboe and baritone, Chris Spedding on guitar, Jeff Klein on bass and John Marshall at the drums. The first 9 albums were on Vertigo. Those are now available in a remastered box set of 6 CDs from Cherry Red Records and budget priced, and there's also a 13-disc set live at the BBC with some 14-plus hours of music, including tracks that aren't available anywhere else. We should be grateful for such a fantastic recorded legacy of the band, and as journalist Colin Larkin once noted, these albums are vital in any comprehensive rock or jazz collection.
Yes, good lively way to get an Easter special going. I'll quiet things down a little bit now if you want to unwrap your favourite chalky egg or lie back with a Macintosh's toffee egg or something similar. Bill Evans played in various iterations, most famous, of course, with a trio with Scott LaFaro and Paul Motion. This is from slightly later on from that, from the Moonbeams album. And, well, Easter can, as we know, move around a little bit at this time of year. It's always in spring, not summer or winter, but it could be very early or it can be very late, as we know. But either way, I think when you look at the weather, certainly around this neck of the woods, you quite often think, well, the weather might not look like it, but it might as well be spring. always lovely, always tasteful. Terrific stuff from the Bill Evans Trio. It might as well be spring. Yeah, that's a sort of something you can think around about this time of the year or this Easter. It was the first album he actually recorded after the death of Scott LaFaro, the young bass player who was really tipped for greater things, only I think in his late 20s, was he? 27, 28, playing with Bill Evans. Famously, he didn't get on necessarily well, and that he was pretty clean, I think, Scott, and he did not approve of Bill Evans' abuse of narcotics. And I think they did have words here and there, and I don't know how much longer he would have stayed. As it was, it's academic, and that sadly, he was killed in an automobile crash as a young man, and yeah, I think it affected all of them. Paul Motion did stay on there, so it was still Paul Motion on the drums. The bass chair was taken over by Chuck Israels there. Lovely stuff.
Lovely stuff indeed. And somehow Bill Evans never looked like the kind of guy to be...
I know, he looked so clean cut, and then he sort of looked clean cut. I always think he grew younger as well. You look at him as a young man, he's got sort of short back and sides and the glasses and sort of very clean cut. And then you look at him 30 years later in the 70s.
And he looks, because of the style, he looks younger.
And he's got beard and hair. Yeah, yeah, bizarre. Yeah.
But somebody who... also had demons, I'm afraid to say, but isn't the Easter Bunny, but he is Art Pepper. Next from me, we'll hop straight into the groove with Cool Bunny. Thank you. The unmistakable sound of Art Pepper. Cool Bunny from Modern Art, originally released in 1957, featuring sessions from 57 and the previous year. This was a second release from Art after first, the first being the return of Art Pepper following his release from prison on drugs charges. Pepper was just about returning to form, I think, and playing well, but he led a life continually troubled by substance abuse, and he had three further prison sentences followed, the last two being served in San Quentin. However, on this occasion, he was a cool bunny in the company of Russ Freeman on piano, Ben Tucker on the bass, and Chuck Flores at the drums.
Terrific stuff, real swinger. Love a bit of Art Pepper, and I think there's an Art Pepper album being released this record store day, if memory serves correct, on vinyl. The Art of Art, or something like that it's called. I must take a look at that. I saw it en passant, as they say. Very good. And if you ever catch the Live at the Village Vanguard albums when he had his big comeback in the 1970s with Elvin Jones at the drums and George Cables at the piano, wonderful series of albums. Great, that. I think I've got the box set. Well, I have got the box set. I know I have. I feel inclined to play some of it, having listened to Art there. Right, from swinging to, well, I don't know, buzzing. Either way, David Torn came out with this great album. It's a great favourite of mine when it came out in 1987. Gosh, that makes you feel old. Cloud About Mercury, featuring, well, great lineup, Mark Isham, Tony Levin, and Britain's own Bill Bruford behind the kit. And with an Easter theme in mind, this is the curiously titled last track on the album, Soyafu Seal, or Egg Learns to Walk.
Thank you.
still sounds good after all those years. Cloud About Mercury, that was Egg Learns to Walk, and then it sort of fades into, there's a two Suyafu track, so Suyafu Skin to start, and then Suyafu Seal. You just heard the that little motif at the end there. Finishing the album of Cloud About Mercury, David Torn's sort of breakthrough album, I think brought him to prominence. He'd been around before that, I think, and it's still around. He had another one out in ECM, I can't think of the name of it, but it only came out a few years ago, which was pretty good. Not quite up there with Cloud About Mercury, I thought, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. David Torn on electric and acoustic guitars. Mark Isham, very distinctive on the trumpet there as well. Trumpet, piccolo trumpet, flugelhorn, synths. Tony Levin, playing with, with Bruford, of course, with King Crimson and such like, playing the Chapman stick and synthesizer bass, and Bruford himself on the classic Simmons drums, synth drums, and added percussion. Still sounding good, enjoyed that. I'll play the rest of the album tonight.
Of course, that period with melodic playing on the drums from Bruford, he worked through his own group Earthworks to great effect as well. And in fact, going back to Art Pepper just before that, if you look on Bandcamp for sure, there's a lot from his estate, from his wife, publishing quite a lot of free issues of air shots and recordings of gigs and things like that. Now, as Monty Python used to say, for something completely different, Codona, a free jazz supergroup of sorts, released only three albums, but they're all worth exploring, and indeed all three were re-released as a mid-price box set by ECM. Can it really be that far ago, back in 2008? If the band are planning an egg hunt, then they need to be a bit more careful, because here, they're walking on eggs. Walking on eggs in this instance were Codona, sitarist, tabla and multi-instrumentalist Colin Walcott, trumpeter, pocket trumpeter, wood flute, Dusan Guni, and percussionist Don Cherry, And to call him just a percussionist would be far too small a description. A player of many, many weird and wonderful things, Nana Vasconcelos. The name Codona is made up of the first two letters of each of the names. CO from Colin Walcott, DO from Don Cherry, and N.A. from Nana Vasconcelos.
The ABBA of jazz, isn't it?
It is, really. And with a collection of the strangest implements, they made wonderfully unclassifiable music. If you don't have any Codona in your collection, jump in and explore their exotic and extraordinary musical landscapes. As one journalist observed, when Codona made its self-titled debut back in 1979... world music didn't exist even in its own category, so it shows you how times have changed.
Absolutely. I mean, the Oregon, I suppose, Paul Winter Consort, all around that same sort of period, but really, between them, they created world music in so many ways. Yeah. Jumping in, so you did that. Jumping in, indeed, the programme you are tuned into here on Manx Radio. Lovely to have your company as ever. Chris and H with you with our Easter special. Always a wonderful time for a spring wedding.
Hi there, this is John Sermon, and you're listening to Jumping In on Manx Radio.
Yeah, indeed. That was Chick Corea. I couldn't resist. Chick Corea. You see what I did there, yeah. Chick Corea with Christian McBride on the bass, Brian Blade on the drums from the second of his two trilogy albums, Trilogy 2 and A Work from, I think it's a Miles Davis song, is it? A Work and A Thelonious Monk, I beg his pardon.
Yes, very
Thelonious Monk. And before that, Spring Wedding, 1986 album, I think that was, the great John Sermon with Howard Moody.
And more John Sermon coming out shortly, in fact. Well, that's about it for this week's Easter special. But before we go, I wonder how many of you will be having an Easter egg hunt tomorrow morning. There is only one outcome, of course, Chocolate Frenzy. We're going to leave you with the LeBeouf brothers and their group as of 2009. Remy on sax with twin Pascal on piano. And what a group. Ambrose Akinbuzeri on trumpet, Marcus Strickland and Janelle Reichman joining Remy on saxes, Matt Brewer and Billy Norris on bass, Clarence Penn and Greg Ritchie at the drums. See you next week. Here's Chocolate Frenzy.
Don't eat too much.
Bye for now.